There's been much excitement today over Maharashtra government withdrawing its general consent to the Central Bureau of Investigation or CBI to come and register, investigate and pursue cases in their state. Maharashtra is the second largest state in the country, and also to carry out raids, arrests, etc. Now remember, this will not affect ongoing cases. For example, the Sushant Singh Rajput death case will continue as it was. But this is significant. Now, is it historic? Is it unprecedented? Is it a big constitutional crisis? It's a little bit of everything, though not absolutely. And we will come to that a little bit later in today's Cut the Clutter. The important thing is, first of all, to understand what this means and how it's been done, and then to figure out its politics. Now, first of all, what happens is that CBI has been set up under a law called Delhi Special Police Establishments Act of 1946, DSPE Act 1946, before independence. Then the CBI was set up, and this law was enacted to give CBI powers to investigate cases of corruption involving central government employees. That was the limited mandate then. And then the mandate kept growing. And the mandate was then even expanded by the Supreme Court, etc., saying we are ordering a CBI inquiry. Then it went one step further, Supreme Court saying a CBI inquiry under our direct supervision. You saw the 2G case, for example. So the CBI's role kept on enlarging, but it was all governed. It is all governed by this Delhi Special Police Establishment Act. Now, Section 6 of that act is where a state government has a say, and it is under that act, that section 6, that permission can be withdrawn by a state government, because law and order in India is a state subject in under our federal constitution. So state governments can do it. It is not usually the done thing. It is not liked. It is a strain on center-state relations. But state governments are known to do this, and I will give you some instances as we go ahead. Now, before we go any further, now we know exactly what Maharashtra government has done and under which law and what are their powers. They are empowered to do what they've done. So, to understand the politics of this, you have to know Q sports a little bit. Now, what are Q sports? It's billiards, snooker, pool. Don't ask me for any more details on these, because I don't know, because even in the days when I covered sport, there were games like the Q sports, golf, etc., etc., which I understood nothing about. I was more interested in more active games. But you know that in these Q sports, in these Q games, you have a table and you have a bunch of balls lying on the table of different colors. And a person very carefully hits one, so it goes and hits another to pocket that one, or hits another, which hits another to pocket one. So, kahin pe nigahein, kahin pe nishana. Now, what then happens is that in politics, everything is played like that, because nothing is straight in politics. So, when you seem to be doing this thing, when you seem to be hitting one ball, your target may be another one or another one or another one, depending on. As in Q sports, you say balls of different color. In this case, politics has its own colors, politicians have their own colors. So you might be hitting a white ball to get a red ball out. I hope I've been able to clarify this for you. So what's happened in this case? In Lucknow, in Hazratganj police station in Lucknow, a gentleman called Kamal Sharma, he is an associate. Associate in advertising business is somebody who is literally associated with an ad agency, goes and sells business on its behalf and gets a commission. So Mr. Kamal Sharma is somebody who is well known, he is well connected. In fact, most marketing departments in the media industry know him, because he is an associate with Golden Rabbit, this ad agency called Golden Rabbit Communication, nice name, which has represented many political parties in the course of time, in UP, SP, Congress, BJP. In fact, even now Golden Rabbit, from what I understand, has the All India Congress Committee account. But it has associates who are sort of reasonably free agents who say, look, I will get you this much business to an agency, I will get 15% or 20% or whatever it is, X percent. So this gentleman is an associate with Golden Rabbit Communications. Now he filed a case, and you will see a facsimile of that FIR on our screen. He filed an FIR in Hazratganj police station in Lucknow, saying that he had reasons to believe that some people, unknown people, it doesn't name anybody, some unknown people were conspiring to fix television rating points, TRPs. Then that FIR goes on to describe how ratings are fixed, what is bark, etc., etc., how there are these machines in some homes, and if the names, if the addresses of those homes leak, then system can be corrupted. And he said, I feel concerned that this affects the media business, etc. Now, just on the basis of that, and frankly, it looks like a very frivolous complaint. I can go to, anybody can go to any police station and say, I feel exercised about it, and file an FIR. So not only did usually an FIR like this, with no charges, with no names, it's all general. Mujhe lagta hai, is desh mein sare corrupt hain. So will I then get an FIR registered in a police station so that every politician in the country can be called in for questioning? No. But in this case, the police took very prompt action. Not just that, they immediately handed it over to CBI. Now, what is happening here, and why has Maharashtra government reacted as it has? Because just a few days back, Maharashtra government had got its own police to register a case in Maharashtra for alleged TRP cheating or TRP fixing by three TV companies. One was Republic TV, which is Arnab Goswami's channel, and two fairly nondescript ones. It looked a little bit like kiske saath saath usko bhi pakad liya, just to make it look like they were not targeting only Republic TV. So there were two other nondescript or reasonably unknown channels. Now that probe obviously was hauling in Republic TV's top officials, Arnab Goswami himself, etc., etc. Now, what does this complaint mean? If this complaint is filed in another state, not in Maharashtra, in another state, that state's police takes cognizance of this complaint and registers a case and then hands it over to the CBI. Then CBI can tomorrow say, look, now that we are handling this case, and this case has ramifications all over the country, because cheating with TRPs, there is no place of occurrence. So it's not if it's as if it's happened in Delhi, it's happened in Hazratganj, it's happened in only in Bombay, because these households where these machines are, or these meters are, barometers as they are called, or barometers, are across the country. So this is truly an interstate crime. There is an FIR in Lucknow, there is an FIR in Maharashtra. I am the CBI. I investigate cross-border crimes or pan-state crimes. So I am taking over all these cases. You Maharashtra police have nothing to do with it now. So what happens with that? What happens with that is that Maharashtra police gets off Republic TV's back. And you know who bats for which TV channel now. And you know which TV channel bats for which party or which government or which leader now. So that would have got, or at least that's what Maharashtra government understood this to mean, and I don't think they were wrong, that this was a way of hitting one ball, say in UP, by registering this complaint, a second one by getting the CBI to take it over. So this ball bounces off to the second one, CBI, and then as CBI takes over, then the third ball, or that is the red ball, or the ball that you really want, that you pocket by getting Maharashtra government and Maharashtra police and its commissioner, police commissioner of Mumbai, Parambir Singh, off Republic TV's and Arnab Goswami's back. So that is what this game was about. See, once again, visualizes, tuck, tuck, tuck. So Maharashtra government saw through it, because nobody is so naive in politics. And remember, Maharashtra government, not only the Thakres are there, but the Congress is there. Congress has ex-chief ministers there who know what's happening. They are also former central ministers. Prithviraj Chauhan, who is a former chief minister of Maharashtra, was also in the PMO, and he knows how does CBI work, because he's handled DOPT, Department of Personnel and Training, which has been handling CBI for a long time. There is also the Dada of all Dadas, Dada Pawar, Sharad Pawar. So Sharad Pawar is there. So they figured what was going on, and that's how they took preemptive action to say, look, you might, this case might have been handed over to you in Delhi, but this, you haven't yet moved into our state. Before you do and say this is an interstate crime, so you should investigate, I am barring you. Come, meri permission leke aana hai, toh aao. So that is what has happened. Now, there are implications to this. It's not as if it's a done deal that Maharashtra government has now blocked the CBI. Because tomorrow, and I suspect this is what will happen, and I also figure this talking to people who are well informed, that the CBI could now go to court. They can go to Supreme Court and say, look, we have this case and we are finding that witnesses are all over the country in various states. We know that these machines or these barometers are all over the country in people's homes. This is not a crime or conspiracy which can only be conducted in Uttar Pradesh or only in Maharashtra. So since this is an interstate crime and there are FIRs in different states, we should be allowed to take it over. Now, given the Supreme Court's recent record, particularly after Sushant Singh Rajput's case, I don't see the Supreme Court putting its foot down and saying, no, we think that you are playing political games there. So least of all, Supreme Court will say that you are playing Q sport here. So it is least likely that the Supreme Court will say, look, I'm seeing through this. This is a political game. Don't fool me with your billiards or snooker or with your skill with Q sports. That is really not the court's remit. And also, having taken the action it did in Sushant Singh Rajput case, where unprecedentedly an FIR registered was taken cognizance of in a place far away from the scene of crime, if there was a crime, right? So at least in that case, there was a straightforward story that there was a place of occurrence. So if at all, Sushant Singh Rajput's family could have written to Maharashtra government, Maharashtra governor, gone to court, asking for CBI to intervene in the case in Maharashtra. But in that case, an FIR was registered very far away from the place of occurrence. It was taken cognizance of by the local police, and Supreme Court even acted on the basis of that and asked the CBI. So given that record, chances are that CBI will still be able to put this one past Maharashtra government. But right now, Maharashtra government has blocked it. So that is the politics and that is the law of this story. Now we come to the third level. The third level is, as we lift the layers, the third layer is center-state relations. Now, Mr. Modi, ever since he came to power, Narendra Modi has been saying cooperative federalism. But what has worked out in real life is exactly the opposite of cooperative federalism. Now, it's not as if things were perfect at any point of time. But now, a lot of this has acquired a much sharper edge. It is not just a question of what resources a state gets from the government, what kind of treatment a state's officers get from the government. It is also a case of how the center uses its special powers in area, say, of law and order, where it has powers above the state government. So that is where NIA, National Investigation Agency, Narcotics Bureau, which moved into Sushant Singh Rajput case also, because they have jurisdiction which is across states. And then the CBI. So this is then CBI, ED, NIA. But CBI, because it's an old organization, it's based on an old law, some norms were set up, so state governments were able to do something to try and block the CBI. Now, to the question whether it's unprecedented or not, it is not often done, but this is not unprecedented. As we stand, several states in the country have already withdrawn their general consent to the CBI. Among those states is, among the recent ones, the rash of cancellations or rash of withdrawals of this sanction. The first was Chandrababu Naidu, 8th of November 2018, and that happened when there was a lot of politics for CBI succession, and one of the claimants or one of the sort of combatants in that competition named somebody called Ramesh in Andhra, who was close to Chandrababu Naidu and his party, as a possible as possibly being involved in a corruption case. So after that, Andhra government had withdrawn their general consent 8 November 2018. Immediately after that, on cue, on 17th of November, Mamata Banerjee's government in West Bengal also withdrew its consent. That remains withdrawn. Andhra has lately been reinstated by the Jagan Mohan Reddy government. West Bengal still continues to be withdrawn. There are other states, for example, Rajasthan. In July this year, Rajasthan withdrew its consent. Why? You knew at that time all this tamasha with the political instability, etc. Sachin Pilot was going on. So Rajasthan was proactive. They also wrote a letter to the center withdrawing this. Other states have done so in the past. So I did call some former CBI directors and some former home ministers to check if this was also done when other governments were in power, governments other than the BJP. I am told there are cases, although it might take us more time finding instances of those. But one very clear instance we have is of Karnataka. And in Karnataka, it was in 1999 that the J.H. Patel government there, J.H. Patel was the chief minister of Janata Dal Secular, JDS, that is Devagowda's party. He became chief minister when Devagowda became prime minister in Delhi. But you know, Devagowda's prime ministership was not very long lasting. So by 1999, BJP was in power. So it was at that time in 99 that J.H. Patel withdrew his state government's general consent to the CBI. The fact is, and I had Rohini Swami, our correspondent in Bangalore, check it out with the state government high officials, that consent has still not been restored. Since then, other governments have come and gone. Congress has come and gone when UPA was in power in Delhi. Now BJP is in power, and BJP is in power in Delhi, but yet that state has not restored that general consent to the CBI. So this is something that goes on quite often. But today, given how bad our center-state relations are, there is a possibility that this will now become a contagion. I can already see that there must be pressure on other state governments, particularly those under the Congress party, to withdraw this. And maybe the left, everybody else is now looking at this. So this is the big problematic implication of this, because every government at the center misuses central agencies. CBI, it was called a caged parrot earlier. Now it's become something else with, you know, very long falcons. You can choose your own bird of prey, your own favorite bird of prey, from eagle to hawk to, or maybe a scavenger bird, whatever. Now this is a weapon of offense. The BJP, once again, every government misused CBI. Even Devagowda, when he was there for a brief period, misused CBI to put Lalu Yadav in his place. And that led to the big, huge fight, storied fight, which has been recorded, reported, etc. But BJP has now taken it to a level where nobody could have imagined. So central agencies now are weaponized in a way they've never been done in the past. And what then happens is, you can use this as a weapon to harass somebody or fix somebody, but the moment that person falls in line, which means the moment that ball is in the pocket, then you can similarly take the heat off. And you've seen that happen in West Bengal, you've seen that happen in many other states. Subsequently, we've seen that happen in Maharashtra, Narayan Rane case. So this is now a new playbook, and Maharashtra hitting back against this, India's second biggest state striking back against it, is a major development. Now, when trust breaks down like this between center and the states, then it can have other consequences, because there are other central agencies from, say, NIA, although I suspect nobody will mess with NIA to Income Tax Department. When they carry out raids, searches, they also need local police to protect them, to accompany them. What happens with this broken trust? If state governments stop cooperating, this will cause a big constitutional crisis, but more than that, a crisis of trust, which India does not need. Now, having said that, I try to explain to you what's happening, the politics of what's happening in terms of Q Sports. So let me also wind it up with a very simple explanation. Now that you know what does Maharashtra government want and what does the central government, CBI and UP government in cahoots with them want in this case. So you can sum it up as Maharashtra government saying TRP to bahana hai, Arnab ko phasana hai, and central government, CBI and UP government, all the three mighty organizations saying are TRP bahana hai, Arnab ko bachana hai. So that is the tussle now.